Hey everybody, welcome to the fourth Mad Media podcast. I'm your host, Eric LaRose. This week we're going to be hearing music from several artists performing at Summerfest in Milwaukee. As many of you already know, Summerfest is known as being one of the biggest music festivals throughout the world, and organizers say this year will be no different. The Los Angeles-based Jupiter Sunrise has been touring virtually non-stop since forming more than 3 years ago. The group quickly became known for its riff-driven storytelling and power pop hooks. This song is an exclusive track off the group's MySpace site. Here's Jupiter Sunrise with Why Did I Wait So Long?
The shape of forever round her finger, from whom her love belongs. Driving home, I wonder why I wait so long. Why I wait so long?
Jupiter Sunrise with Why Did I Wait So Long? Jupiter Sunrise will be performing on July 1st at 5:30 p.m. on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. For more information about Jupiter Sunrise, you can check them out at jupitersunrise.net or through our links on Mad Media. We talked with this band on the first Mad Interview podcast earlier this week. Squint is a hard rockin' quartet from Louisiana. They recorded their last CD, Tinsel Life, with producer Ed Stasem, who has done previous work with the Ramones. Lead singer Dane Adrian said the group is anxious to get back to the studio, but they have to take care of a few things first.
Being an indie band and doing everything, we haven't had a chance to really sit down and go, okay, what direction do we want to go with this record? Who do we want to record this record? And then we have to budget that out too, you know, because, you know, we're a record label, so where's the money coming? from, it comes from us. So so there, those, I think those are the things that have kind of kept us from actually doing it yet, is because we're still, we haven't sat down and said, okay, who do we want to do the record? Then we have to see if that person's willing to do the record, and then we have to tell that person how much we're going to pay them, and then they're going to say no. So then we have to find somebody else.
Squint was kind enough to loan us three of their songs, two of which we played on the interview, and one we're playing here. Here's Squint with Poster Girl.
Girl at the record store, brown eyes, blue hair, and a red vest. She says the sweetest things to me, like, may I help you and good afternoon. But she is corporate and she is programmed to give me what I need. I like to entertain the thought that this is how she'd be if she was with me. I'm in love with the girl in the Rolling Stone. I read her interview and she sounds perfect if it's all the truth. But how am I gonna get to her without stalking her and looking like I'm not right in the head? I'm cutting up the letters for the note that I left this in. I wanna find the perfect girl, one who lives up to my standards. She's got to be an angel, a perfect little angel. I'll never find my perfect girl. I wanna fall in love with a rich chick, drive her car when I take her out, buy her gifts with her own damn money, let her pay for dinner and a movie. She'll buy my clothes, she'll pay my rent, she'll get my bills and cover my debts. Marry her, I'll be set for life. Daddy's money's making everything alright. I wanna find the perfect girl, one who lives up to my standards. She's got to be an angel, a perfect little angel. I'll never find my perfect girl. So many girls that I have been with, so many girls tried to change the way that I feel. But it's not my fault and I can't help it, and I will never be happy. You seem sweet and oh so pretty, but we should take a break or just be friends. I don't think we're compatible. Well, I don't think it's gonna work out. Well, I need to find myself, it's for the best. It's not you, it's me. You got to be an angel, your perfect little angel. I'll never find my perfect girl.
That was Squint with Poster Girl. Squint will be performing on July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. on the Mountain Dew Rock Stage. For more information about Squint, you can check them out at squint.com or through our links on Mad Mad Media. This Providence, Rhode Island band has been a model of independence for almost 7 years. Zoc's unique blend of prog rock, ska, punk, and baroque tests the very boundaries of alternative rock. This song is off the group's 2006 record, The Weight, on Side 1 Dummy Records. Here's Zoc with Can't Look Down.
So we're a little bit older now.
with Can't Look Down. Zox will be performing on July 3rd at 8 p.m. on the Harley-Davidson Roadhouse stage. For more information about Zox, you can check them out at zoxband.com or through our links on Mad Mad Media. My Little Radio is busy putting the finishing touches on their first full-length CD. The Boston group has been working with Matthew Ellard, the producer behind Juliana Hatfield, Weezer, and the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. This is an advanced track off that disc. Here's My Little Radio with Leave the Light On. Performing on July 4th at 5:30 p.m. on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. For more information about My Little Radio, you can check out their MySpace site at myspace.com/mylittleradio or through our links on Mad Mad Media. We're going to end the show tonight with the Milwaukee group Those Royals. These guys have been making a huge name for themselves, and their first full-length CD, Sleepy Suburbia, is proof of that. Here are Those Royals with Pink is the New Black. We'll be right back.
wouldn't be so easy if your looks weren't so beautiful. But it comes in stages of circumstance. We come here like cool kids just to have a place to dance. Songs play till dawn. Your hips sway so easily. We traded glances like boys to baseball cards. And we never thought this would ever, ever go this far.
Those Royals with Pink is the New Black. Those Royals will be performing on July 6th at 2:30 on the U.S. Cellular Connection stage. For more information about Those Royals, you can check them out at thoseroyals.com or through our links on Mad Mad Media. Well, that's it for this show. All of these groups and hundreds more can be seen and heard at Summerfest down in Milwaukee, which runs through July 9th. To find out more about Summerfest, check out their website at www.summerfest.com. And to find out more about Mad Mad Media, check us out at madmadmedia.blogspot.com or through the links at the Sheboygan Press at sheboygan-press.com. Thank you once again for listening, and as always, this is Eric LaRose for Mad Mad Media.
The Mad Mad Media Podcast is a production of Mad Mad Media and the Sheboygan Press. The music played in the show was used with the kind permission of the artists, and the copyright holders maintain full usage and rights to their material. If you'd like to know more about Mad Mad Media, check us out at madmadmedia.blogspot.com or through the Sheboygan Press at www.sheboygan-press.com.